Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning Parat Yitzchak, Maimer Dalet, Perek Beis. We already learned Perek Aleph in the previous shir, and we spoke about the importance of Kabbalah ala Haba, that when you're makabel upon yourself to do something in the future, it's not only fixing the future and the past, a vera that you might have done, and you're makabel upon yourself not to do in the future, but moreover, it is a tikkun for right here and now, that it detaches the person from his connection to the Aveira. It's very, very chashuv avoda. So, that's the chashivus of Kabbalah ala Haba, that even now there's a value in you saying that you're not going to do anything in this Aveira in the future, because you've detached yourself from the Aveira. We're saying that you will do a mitzvah in the future, so you've connected yourself to that mitzvah. But that is not all there is to Kabbalah ala Haba. Rabbeinu Yonah, we're in Osvav in the Pachad Yitzchak Maimer Dalid, page Samach Hei. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, Shari Sheni, Derech Shlishi, that when a person listens to Chachamim, Imamish goes from darkness to light. When you listen to Musar, it transforms it can transform you. So, and when a person is Mekabel upon himself to do whatever he's told, it's as if he already did it. So it says about the Jews, Vayelchu Vayasu, they went and they did the Korban Pesach, even though they hadn't done it yet. So the Mechilta says, the moment they are makabel upon themselves to do it, it's considered already Vayasu, it's as if they did it. And it says in Avos Rabbi Nosson that if your Maisim are more than your Chachma lasts. What does that mean? It means that if you say that you're going to do mitzvahs, you have a Nasa, you say you're makabel upon yourself to do specific mitzvahs or unspecific, that whatever you're told you're going to do, it's as if you already did it. And that's how your maisim are greater than your chachma. You don't even know everything you have to do yet. You just say, whatever I learned in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to be makayim. So it's as if you already makayim. And that's more than your chachma, because you only learned half of chelek aleph, and you're makabel upon yourself to do all of chelek aleph. So it's as if you did all of chelek aleph. So that's maisim ruma chachma. So such an instance, you get credit for doing all those mitzvahs that you're makabel upon yourself to do. And in addition, your chachma that you learn is going to last because your maisim is a rubmei chachmasa. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. So we're footing there and quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara says, "Ulchosh veishema amar Rabasi daf mem," that if you thought to do a mitzvah and you were unable to do it because of onas, it's as if you did it. So the Avos Rabbi Nosson that we quoted earlier really subsumes, really includes everything that the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you're makabel upon yourself a specific mitzvah and you weren't able to do it, it's as if you did it. Avos Rabbi Nosson says even more than that. Not if you're makabel yourself a specific mitzvah and weren't able to do it, it's as if you did it, but if you were just makabel yourself in general to do everything you hear, it's as if you did everything. It's as if you did everything. So we know that Avos Rabbi Nosson is saying a bigger chiddush than the Gemara in Kiddushin. The question is now, why do we need the Gemara in Kiddushin? The Gemara in Kiddushin is not saying anything Avos Rabbi Nosson didn't say. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that if you were unable to do the mitzvah you took upon yourself to do, it's as if you did it, because you wanted to do it in your mind. Avos Rabbi Nosson says not only a mitzvah that you wanted to do, not only vayelchu vayasu, like the Mechilta says that they went and they did the Korban Pesach even before they did it, just the fact that they were ready to do it. So Avos Rabbi Nosson says all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs that you don't know about, the very fact that you're willing to do it, no matter what, come heaven or high water, you're willing to do everything that you're told, it's as if you already did it. So that's even more than the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about a specific chiyuv. Avos Rabbi Nosson is not only specific, even non-specific chiyuv, just being makabel upon yourself makes it as if you already did it. So the question is, what is the Gemara in Kiddushin being mechadesh over the Gemara, over the Avos Rabbi Nosson? The Rambam writes in Pilchas Tshuva, he says, what's Tshuva? Tshuva is that you should leave your sin, remove it from your mind, and decide that you're not going to do it again. As it says, Yazav Rosh Hadarga. V'chein yisnachem al she'ovar v'shenem rachoy shuvi nichamti. And then you should also have regret about what you did. After I returned, I regretted. And God will testify about you that you will not return to this sin. So the Rambam says, what's tshuva? You leave the sin, you decide you're not going to do it again, and you regret the fact that you did it in the past. And God testifies about you that you're not going to return to this sin forever. So the Mefarshim, our mayor on the Rambam, this is weird. This Eidus of Yodea Ta'alumus of Hashem, who knows all the secrets, that you're never going to return to this sin again, is talking about Kabbalah ala Haba. And the Rambam, we see that it's talking about Charata ala Avar. The Rambam says, and you should regret what you did, and God will testify that you're not going to do it again. No. Testifying you're not going to do it again is talking about Kabbalah ala Haba, not Charata ala Avar, not regretting what you did. The Rambam should have said, and you're makabel upon yourself not to do it in the future. And God testifies that you're not going to do it again in the future. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that it's talking about the past. You regret what you did in the past, and God testifies you're not going to do it anymore. But one has nothing to do with the other. That's the horror of the Mefarshim. Explains Rav Futner, Uvamokas inyan nir. Whenever you have a schaivus, a shtabdus between man and his fellow, could very well be that the reason that caused the accepting of this chayvus is nullified when you're fulfilling this chayvus, this obligation. And then a person is mamali his chova because he has to keep his word. A person has his chayvus for his friend. He obligates himself to do something for his friend. So even if the reason that caused him to be makabel this chayvus is no longer in existence, but he still has to do what he said because he promised. So even if the reason isn't there anymore, but he promised. B'kochos ha'nefesh nimsis midizu gam b'chay adam b'ein ol b'ein atzmo. But it also applies to a man in himself. Ha'ne'amonos l'achotos ha'atzmo kol po'o b'nefesh. The faithfulness to what you decided is a koach in a person's nefesh. And through that, people understand that with respect to Kabbalah Haba, it also works that way. You said you had a resolve that you're going to do something, so you have to do it to keep your resolve. But the truth is, Kabbalah Haba is a lot deeper than that. Just that I said I'm going to do something. I said I'm going to say 5 prakim of Tehillim every day. So, now I have to say my 5 prakim of Tehillim every day. Because I said. It's a lot more than that. It says in the Gemara, why do we have a su'udah for mitzvah milah? Mishum gamliel omer. Mishum she kol mitzvah shekiblo aleim b'simcha. Every mitzvah they're makab upon themselves b'simcha, like milah. We still do it b'simcha. It says, kamotei shalo rab. Sasan ochel emasecha. Milah is sasan. Milah is joy. So, since we were makabel with joy, we still do it with joy. And every mitzvah that we were makabel with ktata, with fights, with quarrels, like arayas, you'll see, v'yishma Moshe sa'am bochel mishpachosav, Moshe heard the people crying for their families. Alispe mishpachosav, they were crying for the arayas that was aser. So, if the mitzvah is makabel with ktata, they still do it with ktata, because every ksuba has a fight. Like a ksuv l'orayim batigra, you ever hear about a chasan and a kala getting married and there's no disagreements between the families, there's no animosity. You always hear this side isn't happy with that side's unhappy with this side. Always something seems to come up. Ubaru sheina nosei b'kan inyan schar v'onesh v'ena simcha v'geder matan schar shal mitzvahs. So it's clear that the Gemara is not talking about schar v'onesh. And the simcha isn't a matan schar. We're a makabel b'simcha, so we still do it b'simcha. That schar, no, it's a lot deeper than that. Yachas akim ala kabbalah. Well, I don't know if it's deeper, it's different. Yachas akim ala kabbalah. Yachas apri ala el garen azria. Kabbalah haba b'avodas Hashem. He psichas nefesh liklitaso shel garen habracha munach b'yisod shalno se'amakubal. The key, the relationship between being makayim and being makabel is the relationship between a seed and a fruit. the Kabbalah is the fruit, is the seed. You put it in the ground, and then the fruit is the Kabbalah, is the Kiyum. A child, there's a seed, and from that seed, the outgrowth of that seed is a baby. And there's always a din of limino, whatever type of seed you plant. If you put a pumpkin seed in the ground, the pumpkin's going to come out. You put an orange seed in the ground, an orange tree is going to come out. So when you put a simcha seed in the ground, when you're a kabbal mitzvah b'simcha, so the fruit is going to be simcha, osim b'simcha, it's pri osim pri limino. So if a person is makabel something, lahaba, and he's not makayimid, so it's not just bitl b'shei b'al tasa that he's not makayim what he was makabel upon himself. It's a lot more than that. He's uprooting life that already took root. And if not for him, had he not uprooted it, it would have grown by itself. So true kabbalah lahaba is that in the Kabbalah is already munach the ma'isa, the teva, that you're makabled in such a way that the automatic outgrowth of this Kabbalah is that you're going to do it. That's true Kabbalah. And now we can understand the diuk and lashon of the Rambam, achi ayil av yodea talumos, with respect to charat ala ova, that the Rambam says that when you regret your sin, God is going to testify that you're not going to do it again. Why does he talk about dafka charat alover and not kabbalah alahaba? The answer is kabbalah alahaba, there's no room for this hosafa, because that's the essence of kabbalah alahaba. Kabbalah alahaba is that you're not going to lo yashav l'kis l'od, that you're not going to do this sin again. And of course, it's like all other areas of Torah that are mesurim l'alev, that God is going to testify about you. It's not a special din here in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam didn't have to write it here. Only linyan charat ala ova, when you're regretting, where there's a stira between your will right now and life in the past, when you wanted to do this aveira, now you don't want this aveira anymore. So there we want to shear. How deep is your will right now not to have done this aveira? So deep that you're never going to do this again. There's such a stira harifa, there's such a sharp contrast between your will now and your will at the time of the sin, that at the sin the person wanted to do the sin, and now he doesn't want to do the sin anymore. It's so sharp, it's so strong, the sheer is that now where you're holding now, your regret about your sin is so great that you're never going to do the sin again. So it's not talking about kabbalah al-hab, it's talking about charat al-avar, but how strong is your charata? That you'll never do it again. But in Kabbalah Haba, the Rambam doesn't have to say God's going to testify that you'll never do it again, because the pshita that you never, that's what Kabbalah Haba, that's what it's all about. That the Kabbalah is such a strong Kabbalah that you're going to keep it. That you put the seed in the ground, that it's never, you're never going to do this aveira again. So what can I tell you, sweetest friends? This Rav Huttner is just off the charts. It's unbelievable. So these words of the Rambam that require that Hashem has to testify about you, the one who knows secrets, testifies that you're not going to return to this foolishness again, is nohag even when the tshuva was revealed, the maisa, and was fulfilled before mamish. Tili b'pshuto ayanira. The dvar malo dat sheyodei yoyer lav yodei talumus lo nemru ala klapi mashim uvor balacha kodemis. Ezu yi tshuva gemura ze shabal yadu dvar aveiro. Ve'av shabi yadu laso so perish v'lo so b'nei tshuva lo miyur v'lo mikashol and koach. The Rambam says in the previous halacha, what's tshuva gemura? That a person, a dvar aveiro is bal yado, and he could have done it, and he doesn't do it. Not because he's afraid or because of kishalom koach, or because he's weak. What's an example? An example is that he sinned with a woman, and he's in the same place with the woman, in the same room with the woman, he had the same opportunity to do with the woman he did the previous time, and he still is interested in her, and he still has his koach haguf, and he's not afraid he's going to get caught, and nevertheless he doesn't do that aveira. That's tshuva gemura. And then the Rambam adds that if he doesn't have the opportunity to do this aveira again, so he still can be a Baal Tshuva Gamor when Hashem testifies that if he were in this situation with this woman, he wouldn't do the Aveir. That's what it seems from the Rambam. However, based on what we learn, it's not like that. Footnote does that all the time. He says, this is what it looks like. And it really looks like that. Then he proves to you that it's just not. I wish he would have lived another 100 years. He would have had so much more Torah. And he would have had so much more life. The Lekushta de Milsa, Afal Pi, Afal Mi, Shabal the Elder Dvar Aveir, Pirish Machmas HaTshuva, even a person whose the Dvar Aveira came into his hand and he was Parash Machmas Tshuva, here about him it also says Shalosu V'Kislov, not only somebody who wasn't able to do the Aveira, even somebody who was able to do the Aveira. Why? So listen carefully, please. Mehach klala de tshuva hi ba'osa makom, ba'osa medina, ba'osa perikus v'shabavar, nafka milsa de tmiya tuva. If it's talking about an instance that you're only called doing tshuva, it's only considered that you're doing tshuva gemur, if you have the same exact opportunity, same place, same time, same woman, everything is the same, so then something very, very, very almost absurd emerges. The lefiza nimsa, the chol ma'ashaver ha'isa yoser chamura, te'a tshuva la yoser kala. The worse the Aveira, the easier the tshuva. Why? That ray onshu shel lovin gadol me'onshu shel tchelis. The onish of not wearing lovin is greater than tchelis. Lovin is a lot easier to find and it's a lot cheaper. Believe me. So, if a person doesn't wear the lovin, that's a much bigger Aveira than not wearing the tchelis. Why? Because lovin is much easier to do. If he doesn't do that, that's a much worse Aveira than not doing the tchelis, which is much harder. So let's see, you have two people. One of them is Mevatel Lavan, and the other one is Mevatel Tcheles. And when we come to see who's doing Tshuva Gemura, so we have to say that the first one who didn't do Lavan is doing Tshuva Gemura when he wears Lavan, and the one who didn't wear Tcheles is doing Tshuva Gemura when he wears Tcheles. Now Lavan is much easier to do than Tcheles. So it turns out that the more serious aveira of not wearing lavan requires a less serious tshuva, less stringent tshuva of wearing lavan. He wants to fix the lavan. He wants to fix the aveira of lavan. So how does he do it? He does it by wearing lavan. He has the same opportunity, same place, same time, and this time he puts on the lavan. And that's called tshuva gemur. But that's much easier, lavan is much easier than tchela, so the sin of not wearing lavan was much worse. And the tshuva, though, is much easier, because now all he has to do is wear lavan, which is much easier than wearing tchela. But the sin of not wearing lavan in the first place is much more stringent than not wearing tchela. So how could it be that for a more serious sin, is a less serious tshuva? But since he did a more serious aveira of lavan, he shouldn't be able to fix it with a lesser tshuva of lavan. Why? Because think about it. If he sinned with lavan, which is a more serious sin, he certainly would have done the aveira of tcheles, which is a less serious aveira. If he's going to be over in the aveira yoser chamura of lavan, he's certainly going to be over in the aveira pachos chamura of tcheles. If he's willing to do a bigger aveira, he's certainly willing to do a smaller aveira. Now when he does tshuva, all he's doing tshuva is with the lavan. But that doesn't fix the fact that he was also not going to wear tcheles, which requires a more stringent level of tshuva. So all he really did is fix the loven part, but he was ready not to wear tcheles, and yet now, so included in the aveira of loven is also not that he was ready not to wear tcheles, but now what is he fixing? He's only fixing the loven part, but he's not fixing the tcheles part. Vim came, uvdalo, ubevadai, the kiyum mitzvahs loven kal yosem kiyum mitzvahs tcheles. Loven's either in tcheles. Vinus is avera chamura tshuvasa kal yosem eser avura al avera kala. So it turns out that the avera chamura of loven it has an easier tshuva than a lighter avera of tcheles, which has a stronger tshuva. But loksa midas hatin, this makes no sense. The lozesh avera mitzvahs loven, the person who's over on loven, vade loimer bin isayin the mitzvahs tcheles, he definitely would have been omer bin isayin of tcheles. Vilu nichshol bin emetz bin isayin de tcheles, had he been nichshol in tcheles, Loya sagi b'tshuvaso mitzvahs loven. It would have been enough for him to do tshuva on the loven. Vimken gam hashish over mitzvahs loven amai sagi b'tshuvaso bitu mitzvahs loven. Now that he was over on the mitzvah of loven, so why is it enough to do tshuva on loven? He should also have to do tshuva on tcheles, that was included in the sin of loven. Umidazinu hegas b'chol chet v'chet. And this is the mida we find in every sin. The mevur the madregas nisayin shal tshuva kafi madregas nisayin shal achet. That the madrega of the nisayin of the tshuva is the level of the same level as the sin. V'tamua t'chol shan nisayin yoser kal. Every time the nisayon is easier, so the chayt is more. Just like we saw loven. Loven is so easy to do. A person doesn't do it. So he's got a bigger aveir. The nisayon is kal. The chayt is more chamur. And then the tshuva is more kal. But how could it be that somebody who is over, who is not omeid b'nisayon chamur, has to be omeid b'nisayon chamur like the chayt, in order to do tshuva, he has to be omeid b'nisayon chamur. But if a person wasn't omeid b'nisayon kal, then it's enough for him now to be omeid b'nisayon kal. But that doesn't make sense, because if he wasn't omeid b'nisayon kal, he certainly wouldn't have omeid b'nisayon chamur. He certainly would not have withstood the more difficult test. So now that he's doing tshuva for the lighter sin, it's not going to be enough, because he also still has to do tshuva for the fact that he wouldn't have been omeid b'nisayon yoser chamur. Both in the milchruch mitzah. Where does a friend take this? The lalich baslam v'alchachas. We don't care about proofs. The nehida filu misha shav b'tshuva gemur b'osu perak b'osu ishakat yesh b'maisa echet v'alchachal madregas kishalni yoser gedola maisha v'alchachal madregas atikam b'tshuva gemur. The Talmid of Shul Cyrus Ma'isa Chet Benisayin Yoser Chamur. The Lolam Yeshlan Ochach Gemurah B'Ma'isa Chet Shanasa Benisayin Zuter B'Vadei Lomad Benisayin Yoser Chamur. Vilu Avodas Hatshuva Gemurah. Ein Lanu Ochach Shel Tikun Ela Nisayin Akal. So even though everything that we said is true, that a person who is Omid Benisayin Kal would not have been Omid Benisayin Chamur. And then when he does Tshuva, all he has to do is Tshuva is Benisayin Akal and not Benisayin Chamur. Even though originally he wouldn't have been Omid Benisayin Chamur. So therefore, what's his Tshuva worth? We don't care about all the levels of failing that's included in the sin. All we want to see is that there's a change in the soul of the person. If we see that he's in the same conditions as he was previously, and this time he withstood the test, we have to judge him as a Baal Tshuva. So Rav Fudner says, let's say we would know that all he was omeid, all he was parish now, is from the lighter nisayin, and not from the more chamur nisayin, which is the lighter sin. So what we say? We would say that it's not tshuva gemura, because now all he's doing is being shav al lavan. So be'etzem, when somebody is doing tshuva on the lavan, what they're really saying, we hope, is that we don't need it. It's not, we have no proof for it. But we're hoping that included in the tshuva and the lavan is also tshuva and the tcheles. So all we require of him now is to withstand the test of the lavan, which is the lighter test. But when he's putting on this lavan, he's feeling that if it were a matter of tcheles also, in the past, had he not worn tcheles, now he would withstand that test and wear the tcheles. So what he's doing is, in his mind, he's feeling that not only is he going to withstand this test, but even the more stringent tests. So you're right, we have no proof, but just the fact that he withstood the test now that he had previously, that's enough for us. And we hope that it includes all the madrigas. But if we know that it doesn't, if we know that all he's willing to fix now is the nisayon hakal, but not the nisayon hayoser chamur, he's only fixing the lighter test, but he's only fixing the lavan, but we know that he's not fixing the tcheles, so that's not true tshuva. So that's where the Yodea Talumus comes in. That's where God has to testify about this person that he's being metaken all the madrigas. God is looking into his heart and he's seeing what this person is being metaken. So it's not only talking about somebody who wasn't able to do the Aveira, who didn't get the same woman at the same place in the same time. So there you need the Adea Talumos, you need God who knows the secrets to tell you that he wouldn't do the Aveira again. But even when he has the opportunity, to do the sin, he doesn't do it. But the Odea Talumos, God testifies, not only, look, we see before all that he didn't do this Aveira, but even if it was a more serious Nisayan, which is a lighter Aveira, he would have withstood that test also. And that's where the need for the Odea Talumos comes in. So you're right, he did Tshuva Gemur, he did it Lamaisa, but you still need, that's where the Rambam is Masma, the two Halachas, you still need the Odea Talumos, you still need Hashem who knows all the secrets to say, not only did he withstand this test, but he withstood other tests as well that are included in this test, whereas the Nisayon Chomer Yoseh, which makes it a Chet Kal Yoseh. וכשם שקבלו להבל של בעל התשובה, הכוונה היא ליצירת כוח בנפש, אשר בסקפו תוכל לעמוד לפני כל מדרגות הנסיונות, המסרקשים לבואים עד לידי עושה מדרגה שלמעלה ממנה, היא כבר בגדר אונס הפטר מן הדין. So קבלו להבל is creating a כוח in the nefesh that is so strong that it can stand all the tests until the tests were mamish his onus. He's mamish unable to do it, that he can't withstand. Onus is onus. But the Kabbalah Habba is I'm withstanding everything that I can within human my own personal capability. Now we get back to the Avos Rabbi Nosson. That they only said on the 10th that they're going to do it. The Pasuk says they already did it on the 10th, but they didn't do it on the 10th. They did it on the 14th. So why does the Pasuk say they did it on the 10th? Because saying you're going to do it on the 10th is as if you already did it on the 14th. So this Kabbalah, the 10th, is Kabbalah's Kol Madregas HaNisayon. That they're going to do it no matter what, come heaven or high water. On all Madregas of Nisyonos, they're going to withstand all tests and be Mekayim this mitzvah. That's the Elvis Rabbi Nassim. What about the Gemara in Kedushin? If he thought to do it and he didn't actually do it, it's as if he did it. So there also you see the same idea that just wanting to do a mitzvah is enough, just having Kabbalah to do it is enough whether you did it or not. So that is saying a chiddush that the Avos Rabbi Nosson didn't say. That you're going to withstand only a certain level of test. Hakavani de bafilu madregas kabbalah haba yachasit she'ein bekhocha la'amod ela bifnei nisyonot madrega yidua gam ken ma'ale alav ha'katuv kilu asan ba'otan nisyonot. that even if a person has a relative Kabbalah Lahava, not that he's going to withstand all the tests, but that he's going to withstand only a certain test, but not all tests. So there it's as if he did it. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Hudna, that what the Gemara and Kiddushin, the Avos Rabbi Nosson is on one hand saying a greater Chiddush than the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Avos Rabbi Nosson is saying that any mitzvah, whether you know about it or not, the moment you're makabel upon yourself to do it, it's as if you did it, whether or not you were able to do the mitzvah. When the Gemara and Kiddushin is mechadesh, is that the Avos Rabbi Nosson is saying that you're willing to do this mitzvah, you're willing to withstand all the tests in the world. Only then you get credit for it. Gemara and Kiddushin is saying that you're not able to withstand all the tests in the world, but you're able to withstand certain tests. Shem b'kocha ela lamod ela b'fnei nisyonos madrega yidua. You can only withstand the tests of a certain madrega. So there also, the pasuk considers it as if you did it with those nisyonos that you were willing to overcome. So if you want to do a mitzvah and you say, listen, I'll do it, but it doesn't cost me more than $50, so you got the mitzvah within the $50 range, that you spent up to $50 in the mitzvah. So it emerges then that when the Avos Rabbi Nosson says that if you're Maisim amru mechachmasi or chachmas miskayim, what type of maisim is it talking about? It's talking about the type of maisim that you're willing to overcome anything. Vayelchu vayasu, when it says vayelchu vayasu, as if they did it, they're willing to overcome anything. And also the Avos Rabbi Nosson, that's in the Mechilta. The Avos Rabbi Nosson, when it says that they were willing to the kochach shechachmasi maisav maisav mechachma. And that Rabbi Nayon explained that if they're willing to do the mitzvahs, it's as if they already did them, and their chachma is going to be miskayim. It's talking about they're willing to withstand all the tests and all the madrigas. And we saw then that now beautifully that Kabbalah Lahava, in the first year, we saw that Kabbalah Lahava makes the mitzvahs together kayamos nishbati v'akayim alishma mishpatei tzedkecha, strengthens your kesher to the mitzvahs. And now we see that Kabbalah Lahava also makes the chachma together kayamos, not only the mitzvahs nishbati v'akayim alishma mishpatei tzedkecha, that it strengthens your kesher to the mitzvahs, but also that your chachma is miskayim when you're willing to withstand all the tests. Then, in such an instance, then chachmasam is kayemis. Because only if somebody's chachmasam is moving chachmasam, then chachmasam is kayemis. And when is that? When he's a kabbal upon himself to do everything that he learns, no matter what, and withstand all the tests. So unlike the Gemara in Kedushin, which is talking about only madrega yidua, you would only withstand certain tests. But in the Avos Rabbi Nosson, it's talking about you're willing to withstand all the tests. In such a case, it's as if you did the mitzvahs, and your chachmas mamish going to be miskayim. And this consistent matzav of Kabbalah Lahava creates in a person's soul the movement of running after a better future than the present. And the heart of a Talmud Chacham cannot be emptied from this pursuit. Therefore, tzaddikim have no rest in this world. They go from strength to strength. So we saw a very, very big yisod in this shir. We saw that there are two types of ritzonos, two mitzvahs of Kabbalah Lahava. This Kabbalah Lahava, the madrega yidua, that you're willing to do it, you're willing to withstand certain tests, but not all the tests, you're willing to spend up to $50. So then you get credit for up to $50. That counts. But there's a higher madrega, that you're willing to withstand all the tests. And then you get credit as if you withstood all the tests. And not only that, but this, only in such an instance, your chachma is going to be a chachma that is Miskayim, and that's what Rabbeinu Yonah was talking about. And he was talking about Kol Shem Maisav Rubei Chachmas Ochmas Miskayemis. In that context, he quoted the Mechilta that they went to do the Karban Pesach. They went to do it no matter what. No matter what the tests would be. And Nasav and Ishma, just the very fact that you say you're going to do, you're willing to do, that creates a Nishma that your Chachma is going to be Miskayim. That's only if you're willing to do no matter what, no matter what the tests are. Then it's called that your Maisim are more than your Chachma. So that's why Talmidei Chachamim are always looking towards the future. They're saying that no matter what, they're going to be Mekayim, whatever comes. They're going to do what's right. They're going to keep Torah. They're going to keep mitzvahs. So, and that's what makes their Chachma a Chachma Miskayemis. So we learn that the Kabbalah Lahabo is not only about the future, it's very much about the present. It strengthens your kesher to the mitzvah and your repulsion at the Avera, if that's a word, the fact that you wouldn't do the Avera, and in addition, the Kabbalah Lahaba creates a Kayamus, Ishbati Vakayem Elishmor Mishtetet Kecha. Just like swearing makes Kayamus that the mitzvah is going to be stronger, so too it also creates Kayamas of the Chachma, that you are makabel upon yourself to do all the mitzvahs, whatever you learn, even what you don't know, and that's what makes the Torah that you learn last, so it has shaychus even to right now, to making the Torah a Torah and Miskayamas. We should have resulted to Shem. Lilmodu lelamed lishmor velasos, and I have a chov b'li neder. This was Maimer Dalid. Next time, we will learn b'li neder Maimer Hey. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.